No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Keith this week. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. And yours, Keith.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well.
And everyone listening, obviously, as well. Now, you know, we are in Orlando. That's our home base of operations. And we have it pretty good today. You know, if you want a white Christmas, you got to go north. But if you want to just hang out, work on your tan, you can head south and hang with us. It's not a bad gig where we're at. But there are people that actually are in even in better shape than Keith and I. Would you not agree, Keith?
Well, yeah, I'll certainly agree with that.
Why?
Are you talking about physical shape or just shape as far as what you were just talking about as far as their location?
I was saying location, but actually both cases would probably,
I think that probably
answer yes,
yes
to. And I would be referring to Abington from the Abington Watch Company, who's in the in Puerto Rico right now, kicking back for the holidays, sipping a glass of wine or something. She's obviously not flying in between gigs. Am I right, Abington?
You are so right. I am sitting in a hammock right now.
In a hammock.
Why are you sitting? You ought to be laying down, chilling.
Well, okay, laying, I don't know. I'm just being cocooned by this thing with
Very
my
nice.
Wine in hand and my radio interview phone in the other.
Well, there you go. We're connected to her via FaceTime, you know, with Wi-Fi and stuff there in Puerto Rico. San Juan, that's your base of operations now for your new gig, right?
Down
there
correct.
In the Caribbean. So you're just in between flights, chilling for a day or two for the holidays or what?
You mean over Christmas or right now this week?
Well, I mean, yeah, for Christmas, that kind of thing. That's what you're doing. It's holiday downtime.
I'm going to be flying. I'll fly on Christmas Day, but I do have a few days off before Christmas and several days off after Christmas for the New Year. So I'm going to go visit a friend of mine in St. Croix, and they have a huge Christmas festival that they do. It's like a carnival.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be celebrating with him.
Sweet.
And then on Christmas Day, I'll fly around with Santa. And then after that, I am going to go visit the snow. I do like to snowboard. Not a lot of that in the Caribbean.
Yes. Well, you could do it, but it'd be on sand and sand dunes. And they actually do that in some of the
they
islands.
They do sandboarding with snowboards?
I've seen this.
Jamaica does bobsledding.
That's true. and they must practice on sand, I guess, too. I don't know in that regard. I've seen this. It's probably after, you know, one too many bottles of wine like you're having right now. So it's anybody's guess.
So you know, she'll be snowboarding here in about 2 hours.
Could happen. Could happen indeed. So, but let's talk about some of your flying adventures out of Puerto Rico lately. You're based out of there and you're flying to all the islands. I know you've been to Dominica lately. You've been hobnobbing with the rich and famous. You care to share a few anecdotes or what? What do you got?
Oh, what do you want to know about my private flight around St. Bartholomew with my new friend, Jean-Marc? Or do you want to know about all the Victoria's Secret supermodels that
yes.
I was hanging out with
yes.
at
yes.
the resort? Or all the Hollywood Emmy Award winning types that were getting me drunk till 4 o'clock in the morning sharing stories?
The
Caribbean
Jean-Marc.
Has a lot to offer.
Okay, start where you at the beginning there. You went to St. Bart's, and that's where this little adventure started? Or what?
Yeah. So I'm in my downtime, you know, with the airline, it's such an odd schedule, right? You do like a 4 day on where you fly for 4 days and then you get like 4 days off or 3 days and 5 days or four, whatever.
Right.
So I have, not just the weekends off like a typical 9-to-5 job, I get these random days of the week off. And, so I have no sense of what the actual day of the week is anymore. I haven't had that for a long time. And it's okay because what I'll do is I'll just hop over to the airport, find a flight and go pop over to an island and explore it. There's a lot of Caribbean islands and they all have something different to offer. So I ended up dropping off a friend of mine off at the airport. He had to take a course, had a meeting, and I checked out the flights to see which was the next closest flight to an island that was relatively nearby. And I found St. Bart, and it left about an hour after I had dropped him off. So I thought, oh, perfect. So I get on this flight with zero plans. I have no idea what this island has to offer. I don't know anything about it. And I ended up meeting this fantastic woman who works at a resort, and she introduced me to the manager of the hotel, and they put me up, and it turned out I had to share a room with her. I'm not going to get into the details, but her and I ended up becoming really good friends.
Wait, hold on, hold
on. And so we were totally okay.
Details. We want details,
together.
Abington. Come on. Don't you know who you're talking to here?
We're just, you know, we just had so much in common, and she was all about health, and she was all about, you know, promoting wellness and being good on the road, not just eating fried food all the time. And
okay, you totally ruined it for us. But anyway, okay, whatever.
I know. Well, we were both health nuts, and we also have family in Arizona. She lives in Arizona, and so does all my family.
Okay.
And
sure,
you know, so there was that, and she's got like more American miles than George Clooney from Up in the Air, and so she's just got this great travel history with all of her jobs. So we'd been to a lot of the same places. Like there was a lot of things in common.
Yeah. And you guys just hit it off cool on the plane. You happen to be flying the same place, and you just started, you know, striking up a conversation.
Just starting
and one
up
thing.
Yeah, we were the only two on the airplane.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. So
pretty easy to do that,
then,
huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was
absolutely
pretty easy. Yeah. And it was in a PC-12. It was a Pilatus, so nice ride.
Sweet.
And end up going with her to the hotel, and they were like, we can't give you guys separate rooms as much as we would love to. Victoria's Secret has booked out the entire hotel.
Oh.
I know. Rough,
you know, I'm
right?
almost starting to think she's just making this story up, Keith, just to make us feel
it. It's kind of sounding that way, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Yeah. But you know what?
You can't.
I'm still going to listen. So I hope it keeps getting better and better.
So I'm hanging out with all these supermodels at this like 5-star resort in St. Bart,
yeah,
which is one of the most expensive islands in the Caribbean. And all these Hollywood types are there. And like one of these guys, his name is Bob, he's won 18 Emmys. He does like the lighting for the Super Bowl and like the Grammys and the Academy Awards and all these live TV broadcasts. And he's won all these different awards for it. And he and I are getting drunk till 4 o'clock in the morning. And he's inviting all of his Hollywood types over. And it turns out we grew up like in the same town.
Get
we
out.
The same area code on our phones. Yeah.
Did you score Super Bowl tickets?
I did not.
You didn't try to hit him up for anything like
not.
That? You know, backstage at the Grammys or, hey, you know, hook up a brother kind of thing.
That would have been perfect,
yeah,
because all that stuff is happening next month and in February. It's all like January, February, all those things happen.
Right.
So totally.
So he was
totally
just there kicking back?
So
or
she
was
probably
he?
Would have if she
no.
hadn't been drunk, but she couldn't think of that stuff anymore.
Well, baby
that
steps.
That was his ploy.
Yeah.
No, that was, he was there with the Victoria's Secret crew. He
yeah,
was part
okay.
of their crew doing the lighting stuff.
Yeah, it's
so.
All about the, they really don't look that hot, do they? It's all the lighting that makes them look so
no,
great in the
no,
magazine.
They totally look hot, but oh. they all look very alien-esque because they're 700 feet tall
yeah.
and they're super thin and they're just unnaturally gorgeous. So it's really strange. But it was really neat. And then I ended up renting a scooter and I scooted all around St. Bart, totally Roman holiday style.
Nice.
And went to all these beaches and it's a French island, so it's all nude beaches everywhere and
uh-oh.
People are beautiful and there's like
no, wait,
chartered
wait, wait,
yachts
wait,
you, and catamarans.
You're hanging out at a hotel with the Victoria's Secret supermodels in St.
Yeah,
Bart's.
And then the locals are
and you're going to nude beaches. Are the Victoria's Secret supermodels there on the beach too doing that?
No, not at all. They would never ruin their skin before a shoot. It's all spray on. No, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. You're just not going to say.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I didn't
okay.
see any of them there, no.
Yes.
But I did see some of the photo shoots that were happening on the beaches, like kind of separate. But
yeah. Well, they just had some big TV show on network TV just last week, actually. So I wonder if they had just shot that and went to St. Barks to kind of go chill and do some more fun stuff.
But yes, they did. That's what I'm saying. It was the big CBS show. all those guys, the live show, part of it was broadcast in St. Bart.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's where I was.
Oh,
so,
that was you. I saw you. Yeah. Right in the background. It's kind of like a Where's Waldo? She kind of wandered into the catwalk, you know, thing.
And I got lost and just stumbled out in front of the camera and then stumbled out. They pushed me away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a Victoria's Secret model in my other life. So
yes,
probably would have seen it on that show.
Well, I would agree.
Yeah. Go ahead and start brown nosing. Now's your chance, Keith.
This is why I love you so much.
Yeah, see?
I don't need to brown nose.
You just need to talk to her in that low baritone.
That's all I need to do.
Voice of yours.
I'm just telling her stuff she already knows. And just, you know, they need that reaffirmation and, you know, from time to time.
Is that
only
all
from
it
you,
is?
Keith?
Only from me. Wait, what am I, chopped liver? Don't even answer that because I know the answer. And I feel bad enough already that I'm not in St. Bart's. All right, more of our story with Abington in Puerto Rico, St. Bart's, God knows where else next, right here on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
But I saw Santa in his bathing suit, trying to catch a wave, but he tried too soon. Up next to me, he said, "You look naughty, but I'm sure you're nice." He was soaking wet, but he cracked a smile with a present in his hand. He said, "It's Christmas in the sand, Christmas in the sand."
Yeah, that's where Abington's spending her holidays, at least at the time being there in Puerto Rico. But she was in St. Bart's with the Victoria's Secret supermodel team. And everybody basically wants to be her. Definitely Keith and I are in that category, and God knows who else listening. That's a pretty nice little Christmas holiday gift, I think, you kind of just stumbled into. And that's what happened. It just kind of happened organically, didn't it? Is that right?
Totally organically.
That
unplanned.
Is so cool. Yeah. Very unplanned. But so you were hanging around St. Bart's on this little layover, and I mean, were you talking airplanes with any of these folks? Like, how did they get there? Did they private charter into St. Bart's, or do you know?
Yeah, I think they all came in on the different, you know, small airlines that fly into St. Barts. And St. Barts is like one of the trickiest airports to fly into in the world because it has that huge hill right in front of it.
Yeah, I saw the picture you posted on Facebook of the airport. So you're just like, hey, look at this look at this runway. I hope to fly in here someday.
And exactly. Yeah, and you have to have a special logbook endorsement to even fly there. So it's not like you can just be like, oh, I'm going to go try out St. Bart's today. Like, that can't happen.
No, why is
that? Illegal if you did that.
Is it like Sabo where the runway's really tricky on a cliff or something? Or is it because you have to drop down into a valley over the hill or what?
Kind of both of those things. So you approach the field, runway 10, through two mountains, and the winds just are crazy over the mountains, and then when you are descending through, you have to literally like chop and drop your airplane because most of the guys that are flying the bigger airplanes, I'll just put it this way, like the Islanders and the Otters and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you had good jumping skills, you could jump up and hit their tires as they approached. It's that low to the ground. They're like 10 feet over the ground when they're coming over this hill and descending down to land. More airplanes run off into the beach at the other end of the airport. I mean, you can look up St. Bart videos about this, and there's just hundreds of them.
And so they're coming, they have to come in real low over the mountain and dip really quick, otherwise they're going to run out of runway and end up on the beach, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and this is something you want to do.
I always want to challenge my pilot skills.
I would assume,
absolutely,
though, right?
Okay, yeah. No, okay. I don't want to run off into the beach by any means, but I do want to shoot this approach, and it's just it's one of those approaches that is, you know, everybody, when they share like the 10 most dangerous airports to fly into, and St. Martin is on it, like right over the beach, and all those people are standing on the beach looking up at the big airliners coming in.
Right.
St. Bart is one of those. So
Do they do the beach thing there too, where they're taking off? No. Because they don't take off that way, I guess.
It's so rare that they take off from the beach side. Mm-hmm. It's always from the hillside because the winds are always coming in over the beach, you know?
Right. Have you done that, Keith? You act like you've done this.
No, I've seen it, but I've not actually done it. I would like to someday, though.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
With Abington, I'm assuming, when there's a Victoria's Secret model shoot going on in St. Bart's.
I just need Abington.
Oh, look at that. You are such a suck-up.
Aw, Keith. Yeah. My favorite.
I'm going to have to leave and leave you two alone. I know it isn't going to last.
Keith and I just had a moment. Just Greg, unfortunately, was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the third wheel.
Awkward.
All right. So, you know, that sounds like a pretty cool little adventure for sure. And St. Bart's, that is a French island. So are the air traffic controllers French? Like, yeah, bring in your airplane. Do they talk like that, the two? You know, that's more Italian, isn't it? Or not even fake Italian. It's just terrible, period. But do they have a French accent, the air traffic control, or do you know?
Oui, et aussi. Oui. Ils parlent français dans la radio. Where? Dans la TC. They all speak French over the radio. They'll speak English if you speak English to them as well.
Oh, they will. Okay.
So, yeah, so it's...
But
it's,
obviously you
it
speak...
both ways.
You speak French, and...
I speak French, so that helps...
So she goes both ways as well. So that's that works out well with that particular island. So you would want to go back, I would assume, just to visit or to fly in with your airline. Your airline that you're working for doesn't fly into there regularly, though, I guess, right?
No, the Saab wouldn't make it in. It definitely would not make it in. It would clip its wings on both of those mountains. I mean, it was the Saab is too wide.
Interesting.
But I have to tell you the best part. I flew into St. Bart in a Cessna 182.
In a Cessna 182? I thought you said it was a Saab or something.
No, I came in on the Pilatus.
Oh, the Pilatus, right.
But the second day of my trip, I ended up meeting this person who I was helping them like pull in their yacht into the dock because they looked like they were having some trouble. And we got to talking. He was like, oh, are you on vacation? I'm like, yeah, I only have a few days. He's like, oh, cool. Where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from San Juan. And he's like, oh, that's cool. What do you do? And I'm like, I'm a pilot. He's like, I'm a pilot too. I have a 182 here on the island. And I'm like, what? So of all the people that I meet in St. Bart, I meet a pilot who has an airplane on the island. And he's like, what are you doing tomorrow at 10 o'clock? I went for a flight around the island and landed at St. Bart in a Cessna 182 on my trip. That was the highlight. Like, whatever about Victoria's Secret and Emmy Award-winning Hollywood types, I got to fly into that airport.
That is so
super,
cool.
Super, super excited.
That is cool.
Did he let you actually fly the plane and land it yourself? Or he said, no, but
yeah,
you can walk. He did.
Yeah,
he let you land the whole thing?
Yeah, and wow. I met a flight instructor who, if anybody ever wants to fly into the airport, I have a flight instructor's number that can give you the logbook endorsement. And he and I have stayed in contact, and so I'm making all these friends around the Caribbean that are into flying. It's really cool.
Well, it sounds like you're on the island of St. Barts for about a month with all the stuff that you did, but it literally was like a 3-day trip, right?
Yeah, I didn't tell you about how I slept on a catamaran in the bay like my last night. That was beautiful under the stars with a kitty cat. It was gorgeous. But yes, I was there for 72 hours.
Wow. And I know you got some big plans to actually document these little travel excursions you're going to have in the Caribbean over the next coming months. Are we at liberty to share this, or you want to keep that? Okay, you got to keep that undercover for now.
Hush, mahush, mahush.
Yes, yes. She has a little plan that, we'll release the details when it's appropriate. But that sounds pretty awesome. I mean, did you end up hanging with any of the Victoria's Secret secret models, though, actually? Talk to them?
I'm not going to say names or anything, but I'll just say they can hold their tequila.
Really?
Well.
Did you get, pictures for Just Plain Radio or no kind of autograph? Hey, Greg, how you doing? A big fan. Nothing like that. You didn't even think about your buddies back here.
I would have loved to, but it was not really.
She didn't want to creep them out, and then trying to like blow the vibe. I get it. Do you get it, Keith?
I get it. I get it.
All right, that's good.
But when I hang out with them again, I'll ask.
All right, good. That'll work for me.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith. We are your crew today with some assistance from the Caribbean-based Abington, from the Abington Watch Company. She spent some time on St. Bart's hanging with the bigwigs at Victoria's Secret and some, lighting folks for the Grammys and the Super Bowl, just hobnobbing, living a life that everybody wished they had. And then she gets to fly planes on top of that. It's like, you're living quite a life there, Abington. Are you feeling pretty fortunate, pretty grateful this time of year, I guess? Right?
I'm always loving life, but I mean, this is definitely something that, when things happen in your life and it's just like everything works out. So, you're on a right path.
Yeah.
So
you're feeling it.
That's kind of how I'm feeling it. And I mean, I have to say, not that I want to pull a plug or anything, but, Seabourn is hiring pilots. Like, this is not something that just I'm lucky to have, right? They're offering a $10,000 bonus to anybody who comes on board. You get to fly a Saab around the Caribbean. Your flight benefits are with JetBlue and American. I mean, you've got really, really good deal going on right now.
Quite a few benefits.
If you say I referred you, then I also get $5,000. So, I mean, they're trying to get pilots, and truthfully, I mean, they need them.
Well, I'll tell you, if they want to, really entice pilots, what they need to do is have you be their spokesperson. Say, hey, look, I work for Seabourn. All my days off, I went to St. Bart's and hung with the Victoria's Secret supermodels. This is just an everyday kind of occurrence, Yeah,
I'm
money.
I'm thinking I'm going to get a job there.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, Keith, you need to. And then you guys, both of you, can alternate on,
I'd be happy to
sharing a seat,
for
giving me a seat or something.
Keith, I have some spare room in my house.
Oh, I like that.
But that's
like
back in the States. Thinking. So are you talking about back in the States? Like you want him to babysit your home back in the United States? I think she wants to hire you as a security guard, Keith.
There are perks to being 7 feet tall.
Am I wrong, Abington?
No, never.
Well, there you go. See? All right. She totally dished you.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, get used to it.
Blame it on the vino. They had a rough day of traveling, so it's not always sunshines and rainbows.
It's kind of crappy.
I like to say challenging. I wouldn't say crappy.
Okay.
But definitely challenging.
All right, that's where that works. All right, more coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Oh my, it smells like Grandma's house at Christmas. That's when we found her dead on the toilet.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure you treat me nice. And I feel just like I'm living in
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, definitely along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals and via the web in San Juan, Puerto Rico, is our good friend Abington from the Abington Watch Company. Living large right now on, you know, some downtime in between gigs flying for Seabourn Airlines. And I guess you just Google that and maybe following her flight path. Is that right, Abington? And they just put on there that you were referred to by Abington and her friends at Just Plane Radio, and then they give you all kind of extra perks, you know, backstage passes to the Victoria's Secret Models TV show, all kinds of, you know,
exactly.
Hobnobbing with celebrities and stuff. And you had mentioned, I don't know if this was on St. Bart's, but before we went on the air, you had mentioned something about hanging with some real celebrities. You said you'd met the lighting guy for the Grammys and the Super Bowl and Victoria's Secret, but were there some, like, stars hanging out there, too, or was this somewhere else you were referring?
That might have been somewhere else. I was hanging out with a director last night. She made a film. She's a Hollywood director from... she's actually from Germany, but she's pretty big in the documentary world, and her recent documentary, which is about the Caribbean and about aviation, is winning awards all over the world. So I was hanging out with her.
Nice.
She invited me to come to a filming premiere of her most recent documentary, which is called The Love of Flight. And that is about a guy who builds an airplane to fly it into sun and fun. He's in Dominica.
Hmm.
And then today I was hanging out with Richard Branson's pilot.
Wow.
And all sorts of stuff. So, I mean,
what's going on with that? So you're in San Juan right now. So Richard Branson's pilot's in San Juan, or is Richard Branson in San Juan, or what? What's going on with that?
No, Branson, he lives over in Tortola, in Beef Island. So,
uh-huh.
And that's pretty well known. Everybody kind of knows that.
Yeah.
But
well, he has his own island, right? So
he has his own island, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Dominica at this film premiere last night, and I had to get back to San Juan today. So that's why today was a bit of a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Branson's pilot is Dominican, one of his pilots. He has a few. But he's... I shouldn't say Dominican. Dominican means from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
He's Dominican.
Right.
And that means you're from Dominica.
Ah,
so
you picked it up quickly.
Yep. So so there's two islands in the Caribbean. One is Dominican Republic. The other one is Dominica.
Yep.
He's from Dominica. And that's
right.
Where
my favorite place to dive in the world, by the way. I rated Dominica as my favorite dive site in the entire, well, in the Caribbean at least.
What
for
is that?
Sure, if not the world. It's just beautiful. Yeah.
Super quick segue, by the way, about Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
I went snorkeling because I forgot my dive card while I was out there.
What?
But I went. I know. Idiot. Done. But
well, you're going to be going back quite a bit.
I'll be going back.
Yeah.
So I went snorkeling in Champagne Reef. Have you been to Champagne Reef, Greg?
I have. Of course, I have. I've been all over there. I love that place.
For those that don't know about Champagne Reef, it's like you're snorkeling or diving in a champagne bottle because all these bubbles are coming up from the ground. And it's these little heat vapors, like these heat trails, because there's all these volcanoes around Dominica. And the water is warm. There's fish and wildlife and everything all over the place. And it's like you're swimming in a champagne bottle.
Yeah,
it's the
very
coolest
cool.
thing.
It really is. Yeah, it's these little cracks in the ocean right there. The volcanic activity seeps up through those cracks and creates these little bubble streams. And it does. I got great pictures of me swimming through a, you know, through a champagne bottle. I just tell them, it was a giant champagne bottle. And they believe me.
Yep.
But no, it's in Dominica. That's one of the many sites. Now, did you get, you know, you did a little snorkeling there, and that's one site. Mm-hmm. There's great diving in Dominica. It's literally world class. But topside of Dominica is mind-blowing. I mean, because it is so lush and tropical. They got, you know, rivers and freshwater lakes and things up there that's truly unique to that particular island, unlike any other Caribbean island, let alone Pacific, for that matter, as well. It's really different. Did you get up there in the rainforest and see any of that yet or no?
You know, I didn't. So that's going to be my next trip. This trip was really about just kind of getting an introduction to the island and going to the film premiere. Mm-hmm. But I will be spending a lot more time there just exploring the nature. It's nature's, like, gift, that island.
Yeah.
There's everything, everything that you want to do. I mean, there's a lake that's boiling, for
that's
goodness
right.
sake.
That's
Don't
right.
go in it because it's boiling. But there's
Well,
a
you
lake
could.
That's
you
boiling.
Just won't come out of it.
You just won't come out.
Right. Well, you'd just be there for a while and cooked, broiled, I guess, is what you would be. But, interesting volcanic activity around the lake. That's where they filmed, by the way, a lot of the movies for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
So when you go there to Dominica, which, by the way, is referred to as the Nature Island. So, you know, you kind of you got that one right as far as that. How you described it. It's just a beautiful place. I could go on for days about that. So, yeah, you got to spend more time traversing the island. It's a nice big island, a lot of stuff to see, topside as well as underwater. I mean, the underwater marine life and stuff is just spectacular. Really, really great
stuff.
I'll be
back for sure.
Yeah. Sure. So, but let's get back to Richard Branson's pilot. So, he's a Dominican. Or a Dominican.
He's a Dominican.
And so what did he tell you what kind of plane he's flying for Richard Branson or what?
Branson has a Falcon. So he's one of the Falcon pilots and they fly everywhere. I mean, it's got like a 4,000 mile range.
Wow.
So they could go all over the place. So, I mean, he flies New York to Dallas to Europe to wherever, back to Tortola and he's out all the time. And he's like, Branson's super cool. He's just a really chill dude.
Yeah.
Really nice. He's exactly what you think he is, you know, just
he's a diver.
He's a diver. He's
Absolutely.
An adventurer.
Yeah.
He's kind of a bit of an adrenaline junkie, thinks outside the box, mm-hmm. kind of crazy, but in an awesome way. He's exactly what you think. So
yeah, I actually met Richard Branson
really
in the Delta Sky Club at JFK.
Sweet.
Yeah. I was in on a layover from one of my big dive adventures, and they were just opening up the new Sky Club, and I guess Delta and Virgin Atlantic merged or something right before this happened, and they had one of those press things, you know, and it said Virgin Atlantic Delta, you know, backdrops with pictures, and I saw a bunch of press showing up, and I'm like, hey, what the hell's going on here? And I'd been traveling for like days, and I was kind of burnt out and stuff. I told my buddy, I said, hey, I bet you Branson's wandering around here in the Sky Club trying to be like us and getting some free drinks and chips and cookies and things. And sure enough, no sooner than I turned around, there he was. I mean, he was standing there just kind of trying to look like he belonged there. And I was like, it's okay, dude. Relax. We won't make you feel out of place. And he was cool. Yeah. So what are you guys laughing at? That's a true story. Keith, you don't believe me?
Oh, I believe you saw him, yeah.
Okay, I digress. But his pilot was a cool guy, it sounds like, as well. I mean, well, he's a pilot. How can he not be a cool guy?
Yeah, right? Totally.
Absolutely.
And he helped me get to back to San Juan today, so it was all good. And so we're going to stay in touch. He said anytime I want to come over to Tortola and see the Falcon, I can. So,
oh, wow.
So... really, really nice. I mean, everybody that I've met in the Caribbean, honestly, has been just unnaturally nice.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you just
Tortola.
Don't see this.
Now, so the Tortola, is that around down there where you are by Dominica and San Juan too? Is that not far? Mm-hmm. Or is that it is? Yeah, I haven't been to Tortola.
Yeah.
So,
no. Tortola is close.
Well, Tortola, Trinidad, is that what we're talking about?
No, you're thinking Trinidad and Tobago.
Tobago. Oh, right. Because I've been to Tobago. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. That's the furthest south. That's as close as you can get to South America. Dominica is the next one up.
Okay. And Tortola is somewhere else around there somewhere.
It's in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, but is Seabourn flying there too or no?
Yeah, I fly there all the time.
Really? So your general route from San Juan is what? What is, do you have like a basic schedule you're kind of running around each week or is it kind of fluctuating, you know, day to day?
The most common route that Seabourn does is San Juan to St. Thomas to St. Croix and then back. They call it the triangle. Or you can go San Juan to St. Croix to St. Thomas and back. So okay. It's the triangle the other way.
Yeah.
That's like one of the most common flights that you can get. But then you can also go to Nevis and back. You can go to Tortola and back. You can go to Dominica and back. And then we go to St. Martin, go to a lot of other places, a lot of times to Dominican Republic. I'm going to be flying to Santo Domingo tomorrow night. So, and it's just, I have one flight tomorrow, and that's it. I leave at like 6 p.m.
Where are you going?
Fly to Santo Domingo.
Do you get to hang out?
That one's just a quick turn, but there is some of the routes they do have like overnights in Punta Cana or in Nevis, been overnight in Dominica before as well.
Wow. So, I so want to
I'm sorry,
be her.
Not Dominica, Dominica.
Yes, Dominica.
Right?
Yeah.
You could if you finish your training.
Yeah.
And get a sex change?
Yes.
There is someone out there that is a plastic surgeon and a flight instructor.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Boy, these gusty winds appear to be playing havoc with that giant nutcracker float. At this point, I can't even see the nuts. They must have blown away.
Oh, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum. Santa's run off to the Caribbean. A week in the tropics and he'll be all right. Sporting a tan as he rides out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Good night.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith and Abington, helping us out deep in the Caribbean as we speak for the holidays. And I'll tell you what, the way you're describing your little adventures here, and this is just the, you know, this is just after, what, 2-3 weeks of working for these folks? My God, you are on quite a journey, my friend. You hear what I'm saying, Abington? I mean, this is definitely a testimonial for becoming a professional pilot if I've ever heard one.
Hey, I always push that type of career away, and right now I'm embracing it. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you are. And I remember we were talking about this, what was it, at Sun and Fun, Keith? And you were actually consulting Ed and Keith about this possible, you know, path that you were considering to go work for this island, you know, this island airline. And get the hours in and get the experience. And, you know, it was a little unnerving at first, I would imagine, trying to make that decision and you know, jump off that cliff, so to speak. Am I right?
Well, absolutely, because, you know, I've been my own boss for so many years. I mean, the Abingdon Watch Company has been around now for 9 years. And it's pretty much self-sustaining at this point. I have a great team of people that I've worked with for several years, everything from watch repair to fulfillment and shipping out for the holidays. And it's just, you know, it's something where it's like, okay, if I have this company that I've been running for the past 9 years, for almost a decade, and it's going great and it's growing every year, and now we have dive watches and we have all these adventure watches and travel watches, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but I found that my flying was kind of going by the wayside, and that I did not want to do because I truly am an aviator at heart. It was like, how can I balance the two? Well, the company, like I said, is pretty self-sufficient right now, and it's almost on like an autopilot. With the crew that I have, they're answering the phones, they're shipping out orders for the holiday, everything is going great.
Mm-hmm.
So I can fly, and I can work wherever I have internet. And right now, internet is so prevalent in all the hotels and all the different places. I mean, even the botanical gardens in Dominica have Wi-Fi in them throughout
Wow.
the gardens.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm able to connect with my team back in the States wherever I am. So it was the right time and the right place. I wouldn't have been able to do something like this years ago. You know, I'm still able to keep Abingdon Watches going very strong and growing. And then at the same time, I'm getting to fly. And I mean, for anybody who is considering a career in the airlines, it is honestly a great part-time job because I am maybe flying 14 or 15 days a month.
Hmm.
So I have half the month off.
Wow. And then when you're back in San Juan waiting for your next leg, then you have the option to just hop on a partner airline that that Seabourn has worked with, and they sell you like cheap seats or something, or how's that work?
Either cheap seats, or you only pay the taxes, or it's 100% covered. So, I mean, I hopped on two airlines to get back to San Juan today, Cape Air and Air Sunshine. When I came back from St. Bart, I came on Tradewinds. And there's a multitude. I mean, JetBlue, American, they all fly all over the place.
Well, is this like you're doing your thing, Keith, where you're flying the jump seat back from St. Louis to Orlando all the time for your gig out there?
Yep.
But you're not flying a jump seat on these Caribbean islands, are you, Abington, or what?
Sometimes I sit in the cockpit, but most of the times I sit back in the cabin.
Yeah, they do. Well, they just give you the option, or
I do the same thing.
It depends.
If there's a seat in the cabin, I always take the seat in the cabin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would imagine. But they give you the option. Like, hey, if you want to sit in the cabin, if they have a seat available, you can have it, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can kind of go as a Keith imposter, or maybe Abington imposter? There's no disguise.
No, so do you want to know why? I don't even know if Keith knows this story. Keith, do you know why they have you show your pilot certificates and your medical before you jump seat?
No, I don't.
Mm. You don't know?
I know you're in the CAS system, but and they have to double check it, but why it's like that, I don't know why.
So before the CAS system started, this is kind of why they did that. Really, really interesting story. I think your viewers will like this. So there was this guy that had his pilot's license, and he worked for FedEx, and he would jump seat all over the place, and all the airlines kind of worked together. You know, this is like back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And all the airlines kind of worked together to help pilots get back home or get to work or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was letting him jump seat along with letting all the other pilots jump seat. Well, he was never asked for his pilot certificates, but when you do jump seat, you are acting as a crew member in the event that they need you. So, for example, you can't drink when you jump seat. You know, you're in your uniform typically when you jump seat.
Mm.
So you kind of act as like one of their pilots in the event that they need. Well, this guy was jump seating all over the place. And one day, the pilots that he was trying to jump seat on this flight, the captain asked to see the certificates. And you're always supposed to show your certificates, but this was back in the 80s, and they just never really did. Like, it was just something that was supposed to happen, but it never really happened.
Right.
It turned out he was just a baggage loader for FedEx that had his private pilot license. That was it. He wasn't a pilot for FedEx, but he had a ramp badge. He had a side up badge. He had everything that you would think an airline pilot or a cargo pilot would have, but he was merely an employee for FedEx who had his private pilot's license. So the captain looked and was like, "You only have your private. You're not an airline transport pilot." He was caught.
He's like, "Yeah, so, but I got a certificate. It's a drink certificate for, yeah, you know."
So now everybody's ID says crew on there as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So I got to go the legitimate route is what you're saying. Well, you definitely have inspired me.
Once in your life, you have to be legit.
Okay. And on that unattainable note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site for more than
your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.